Welcome to the after show. Tony, Christy, and Nikki on Warm 101.3 in Rochester, New York. Please share this with your friends all over your socials because we like to make new friends. So let's start with something I was talking about this morning on the regular show. As the pandemic eases, people are buying cars.
And oh, I mean, it's
by,
crazy.
By people, I mean rich people. Lamborghini is basically sold out.
Stop. Right?
So here's the deal. They announced that they sold pretty much all of their 2021 cars that they've made. I mean, in the last 10 months, they've like sold pretty much everything they've made. And those cars start at like $200,000.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, is that how much they are?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I don't think you can buy a Lamborghini for less than that. This
wow.
is crazy.
Is it because people stayed home so they had money to throw around?
Well, Bloomberg is calling it revenge spending.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's just crazy. Yeah, if you got the money, you got the money. You know what it is, what it is.
Wow.
We always say this. Even if I were rich, I wouldn't spend $200,000 on a car. Well, if you had $1 billion, you probably would.
You probably would, yeah.
Right, right.
I mean, if I were rich, though, I would not do the Post Malone and buy diamond fangs.
No, that was pretty terrible.
So gross.
That's pretty terrible. I can't believe.
Why?
There's only so much I would do. Like, I would buy a Lamborghini. Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would have, like, a few cars, you know?
Well, of course you would. You're a car person. I would have a few purses. Yeah, probably the same price as a car.
I had, on my fancy little sports car that I have, I broke off the gas cap yesterday. So I stopped at the dealership and
How did you break the gas cap?
I had it open because I was pumping gas, and I bumped into it, and it broke right off because they don't make it out of metal. They make it out of fiberglass because they try to save weight on the sports cars, okay? So
they are easily breakable.
So it fell off. I picked it up, and I was really upset because I thought, I know this is going to cost. I'll give you a hint. It's 8 inches by 4 inches of fiberglass. It's going to cost, I'm going to guess, $300 because they have to order the part, and then they have to paint the part to match your car, okay, and then install it. So I'm just guessing it's going to be around $300, which made my wife very happy. She says, you know, I didn't want a fancy sports car. I said, I know, I did.
This caused somewhat of a riff in the Infantino household.
I've had cute little sports cars that were not expensive, and this is my first expensive car really in my life, okay?
Yeah.
And I bought it. Here's how I justified it. I'm going to keep it for 20 years.
You bought it used.
Yeah.
You didn't buy it right off the showroom floor.
No, never buy you a new. Never buy new. So I'm sure it's going to cost at least $300. I was on the phone with my brother, and I was telling him about it. And he has a fancier sports car.
Of course he does.
Well, he has a few fancier sports cars. And he said, yeah. And we both said around at the same time about $300. So,
Is this Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry said that. I love Jerry. How's Jerry doing?
Jerry's doing well. He's been sick for a little bit, some nasty thing, but he's doing much better. But yeah, he was he races his Porsche.
At
Watkins Glen.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Do you have to pay to do that?
Oh, yeah. He's part of the club and everything. And I said,
that is so cool.
And he did it. He's been doing it for years, and he quit for a while. And then he started up again. And I just said, two things. One, you have a will? Yeah. I'm in it, right? Still? And I care about you, but, you know.
Yeah, you know. You're going to go racing around Watkins Glen in your fancy sports car.
I know. You know, I just take care of little brother. You know what I'm saying?
Did I mention I love you, Jerry?
I love you too, Jerry.
So that's if I did have a lot of money, I would buy some fancy sports car.
Yeah,
I would. You know what I would buy? I have a Car and Driver magazine I read. You know, and I don't know anything about automobiles. Okay, I know nothing. I don't know what torque means. I know what RPM means. I know what horsepower means, but I don't care about all that other stuff.
Okay,
I just like the sheet metal in the tech. I like the way they look. I like the way they sound. And you know that they know that what they do with
you're
cars.
You're starting to overrun the limit on the sports car talk.
Yeah.
But you'll get a
tick tock, tick tock.
You'll get a kick out of this.
Tony.
You'll get a kick out of this. They pipe in the sound of the engine into sports cars. Okay, even if it's fake,
really?
Because guys like to hear that sound.
I've never understood that. You know, I'm married to a man who loves cars, and he even talks about making his engine louder. I said, honey, what?
Yeah,
why?
I don't get it. Sounds like it needs a tune-up if you do that.
I want a car you can't hear when you start it up.
Your husband has a sports car too, called what? The Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet. Green Hornet.
That's hilarious to me. I don't know why. It's still funny. And you took, I love you posted that on Facebook last week. He took your mom for a ride in it.
Oh, yes.
Is it a, what kind of car is it?
It's a Mustang.
It's a Mustang. Okay. Yeah. That's so
cute. Is it
cute.
A classic Mustang? How old is it?
No, it's like a 2007.
Okay.
But it's, I guess they only made 200 of this.
Wow.
That color, or he painted it that color?
No, he got it that way, but it's a GTR.
Okay, those are fancy cars, yes.
I don't know.
Oh,
right.
See, he has a fancy sports car, too.
Yeah, so it goes fast. That's what
he loves, he likes the rumble. I'm like, what? I buy cars so he doesn't make this.
Right?
Sound.
I don't want the noise.
Okay,
right.
Now you girls are using your time of sports cars a little bit too much now, okay? It's time to change the subject.
Time's up. Good. Next subject.
What's the next subject?
Oh, one that every woman loves. Mm. The annual exam.
Oh, yes. I just had mine.
Girl, me too.
Ago. Should I close my ears here, girls?
No, you're
Oh,
fine.
No. I mean, it's...
I had both. Which one? You had the...
Top
I had
bottom.
My physical, which included all the
okay.
female
oh,
things.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And she asked me, she said, okay, now that I live, you know, in the middle of nowhere, she said, how much sleep are you getting when you go to bed? She goes, girl.
You're not getting enough sleep.
You're not getting enough sleep. Yep. You cannot sustain this.
Nope.
And you need to figure something out.
Yeah. It's tough. It is tough, Nikki. And here's the thing I get concerned about, and I'm not even kidding, because you work strange hours. You get up at 1 o'clock in the morning, okay? And you want to be there for your husband. You want to be there for his children. And it's going to take a toll. So you got to get some naps in.
Yeah.
And I know it's you know, so it's tough. But
she said it will catch up with me if I do not find ways to get more sleep.
Yeah.
So that and, I might be going off birth control. Hey!
And why is that?
Well, the husband's all...
Oh, taken care of. Okay.
So she said there's no reason for you
You're
to
right.
be on this.
There you go.
It's been so many years,
Christy. I
excited
for a minute. I thought we were doing babies. I was like, that ship has not sailed. No.
Well, there's always a chance.
There's always a chance.
Some swimmer
Wouldn't it
get
be
through.
A miracle?
Some swimmer. Oh, Jesus Christ. You guys.
And you've been on that for years. So how is your body going to adjust?
I don't know. I'm
that?
Kind of scared.
Yeah. Well, it's your body will be going back to being natural.
Yes.
So that's probably a good thing.
which I don't know. Me, natural, I don't know.
This could be fun.
We could be really good.
It could be a whole new thing for the show.
Keep
I can't
not
wait.
Getting sleep. You'll be real natural.
Oh, man. Well, the foils, the tribulations. No, it's funny because I don't know that if they made a birth control pill for men, if they would take it.
Oh, men would forget.
Yeah.
They wouldn't remember.
There would be too many accidents.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
I just, you know, I don't like putting foreign substances in my body.
Nobody does.
You know, but you guys do it.
Cool, because sometimes we don't have a choice.
I know.
I ended up in the hospital. I had to have a Mirena, which is a different kind of birth control.
Okay. I don't want to know what that is.
I'm not going to explain it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
But I have to have it because of that situation.
Right.
I lost a ton of blood in my body, so I had to have a blood transfusion. Jeez. It was a whole thing.
Oh, I remember that, Christy.
Yes. Well, Tony should remember, too, but apparently...
She almost died.
He doesn't.
I remember
her. Or he just goes... Yeah, but it didn't happen, so it's fine.
Well, right. But you're fine.
It's totally fine. It's like all guys, right?
She was here the next day, so who cares?
Oh, she was back to work.
Actually,
no,
it wasn't. It's like a week later.
That was a long time ago.
Just a few years.
It was a long time ago.
It was a traumatic experience.
For
Are
you
downplaying my feelings?
Wait a minute. Did Christy go off her pills?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, God. Jason. He was saying something about that too.
Oh boy!
Yesterday in the car, he's like, "What's wrong with you? I'm hot. I'm cold.
Well,
I'm upset. I'm not upset.
Well,
I'm laughing. I'm smiling. Yeah, I'm not. I'm frowning."
Yeah, this is the third time I've been through this. Not with you. First time with you, and then two other women in my life.
Oh,
so
good.
I know exactly what's going on.
And then when it's
out.
Nikki's turn, you'll be fully
boy.
Experienced.
Believe me, I know. Nikki will be an interesting one. I can't wait for that.
Might calm her down. Who knows?
You never know. Really, I know it. So.
But you are the fun time. In fact, some people I was talking to some people this weekend, and they said, "How is Nikki? Is she really that fun?" And I'm like, "Oh no, she's really that fun. She is the fun
Aww.
Bus.
The fun bus.
So sweet."
And Jason
so
even
sweet.
Too, because when you came to our house, it was like, "Oh, I stayed up with her till 3 a.m. We were talking."
We must get together, darling.
Yes, we do have to do that with our men.
With your men, your hunting men.
They'll not. They'll talk till.
Oh my gosh,
in the
they probably
morning.
Won't go to sleep. Yeah.
They'll be like bonded bros. forever. When you find somebody that hunts,
yeah,
you ignore everyone else in the room.
Well, that's exactly. I get it. It's like when I'm, you know, get together with people who do music. Okay,
yep.
It's like that's it. I'm done talking to the rest of you folks. I'm just going to talk about this guy here with music.
Exactly.
So
that's what Jason
fact,
said.
I have some gigs coming up with my band, and I've got 5 gigs planned this summer so far. And I have a different drummer for every single one of them. So it's going to be very interesting.
Oh, yes.
And then one of the drummers I got for a gig in August is a guy that I knew 50 years ago. Okay?
You haven't seen him in 50 years?
I haven't seen him in 50 years. But he's been
out. Were you 5?
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
It was 5.
I thought so.
So so he's going to drum for a gig for us. And
it was funny. Pre-K, okay,
yeah, pre-K. It was pre-K, yes. Well, actually, we're still in the womb.
I haven't seen him since my mom's belly.
That's right.
We
belly bumped, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a new dad bod thing.
Yeah.
Cute. Belly bump.
Belly bump. Oh, God. Yeah. Anyway. So,
oh, yeah. Speaking of dad bods, by the way, Shane is looking great. The man continues to amaze me. He like just keeps getting better looking.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to Florida in 2 weeks, family vacay.
Mm.
And we're on our 2 week, hey, let's go
let's
on a crash
eating.
Diet.
Right.
So I'm on day 2.
Okay.
Already craving carbs and sugar. So
I thought you didn't eat that anymore.
Well, girl, I like... After the diet challenge,
yeah.
I kind of cheated, and then you cheat on weekends, and then all of a sudden you're cheating during the week, and then all of a sudden you're cheating constantly.
Yeah, same here.
So you want some carbs and some sugar?
Just keep me in your prayers.
Okay? We will do
please.
That.
Please.
Because right. That's what I want. I want Nikki.
She's having a rough time.
I know it. No kidding.
It's so difficult. Oh,
I'll bring you a candy bar.
Someone help me.
I'm that friend that will not help you. That's a problem.
Oh, so the boys were at the ball game last night, and they're like, can we get something at the, what do you call the little concession stand?
Concession stand, yeah.
Of course I give them money. And then they're like, do you want some?
Of course.
I was like, get thee behind me, Satan. Tempter. I will not eat those M&Ms.
Is that how you said it to
devil
him?
Devil child.
Just like that?
Yes. Get thee behind me, Satan. Not today, Satan.
Did your head turn all the way around?
I did not eat one M&M.
Good for you.
Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Girl, it was day 1, okay?
And don't get all excited.
And people were watching.
They were watching.
M&Ms are my downfall. I could eat
peanut
M&Ms.
Or plain?
Doesn't matter. I like the peanut butter, but I could eat them. It's just nuts. That's my downfall.
It's nuts.
It's nuts.
It is. It's nuts.
It's just nuts.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I think maybe we all need a little sugar.
I think so. A little sugar, a little caffeine.
Yes.
All right. All right. That's the podcast. Share with your friends. We'd like to make more friends.
Yes. Forum.com
with 3.com. Put them on Facebooks and all the other things. All the socials. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.